you can repeat what you just said. So.
Oh, hey everyone. For those in Zoom, hi, nice to see you. And we're just gonna wait 1 second longer. We don't expect to be at quorum this evening, but all that means is that we can't vote for approval of minutes. And so we'll let you all get into your groups so you can continue to work on the stuff that you are all doing. So where are we at right now?
We're at 15.
Why don't we just do roll call? Thank you.
Guillermo Arauz. Stacy Austin.
Here.
Erica Barker.
Here.
Tina Baird. David Bonner. Laurel Burkett, Mindy Creedy, Alexander DeSorbo-Quinn,
here.
Renee Duba-Clancy,
here.
Chuck Foster, Celia Graham, John Grant,
here.
John's here, yeah.
Jessica Hartshorn. Andre Herman.
Online.
Right here.
Gary Humbert. Jessica Iverson. Ken Johnson.
Here.
Kirk Johnson. Chris Johnston.
Here.
Stephanie King. Megan Toscatello.
Here.
Farzad Khalidan, Kirk Kent,
here.
Brett Kreisman, Susan McAlay, Rosie McAdams, Brian Murphy,
here.
Robert Navarro,
here.
Nancy Nicholas, Sharon Oates, Mary Jane Oliver,
here.
Teresa Peavy, Lisa Petrov, Abigail Rogers,
here.
Richard Schumacher, Cindy Shio,
here.
Liz Simon, and Dorota.
Okay. You'll keep an eye on who is online, see who else comes in.
Great. So we're not going to approve the minutes right now, but I would like to start with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we're mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, the Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. I would also just like to touch on and reflect on the mass shooting in Buffalo, New York this weekend. So if you hadn't heard, on Saturday, there was a mass shooting that took place at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, leaving 10 dead and 3 wounded. Of the 13 that were shot, 11 were Black. So while still under investigation by the US Justice Department, this senseless act of violence appears to be motivated by racism. The teenage gunman targeted a predominantly Black neighborhood and left behind a white supremacist manifesto, citing previously racially charged mass shootings as his motivation, including the attack on a mosque in New Zealand, which occurred 2 years ago. a couple days ago. This terrible incident highlights our societal challenges of racism, gun control, hate crimes, and hate speech regulation, and of course, mental health resources, stigma, and many others. So acts of hatred and violence have no place in our society. I hope that these horrific events like this will contribute to a historic tipping point for social change as we yet continue to see them happen in our country and worldwide. I do just want to note that these are the words and the description of the mass shooting by the president of the university that I work with. I thought it was a very good summary, and I did want to just read his words. So that was from Ray Crossman at Adler University. And he ended it with, as we begin our third week, that we just please continue to connect and learn from and support each other and be kind to one another. So I think that I have the same sentiments here for us today as we continue. Go ahead, Kim.
I just also wanted to say, you know, as we move forward as a group, in keeping with our profile of the Villager of the Year, there are several mini events coming up that would be great if, you know, we had some members attend just when possible. You know, there's a couple of flag raising ceremonies coming up in the next month that we would want to make you aware of.
So June 1st at 6 p.m., there Pride flag, there'll be a flag raising ceremony because June is Pride Month. On June 13th, we will have a flag raising ceremony. It, I think, is now going to be at the library. It originally was to be at Village Hall. It's moving over to the library. There will be a Juneteenth flag raising on June 13th. We will also be raising the Juneteenth flag at Village Hall at the same time. That event is scheduled for 11 a.m.
I'll double check myself.
So okay. And then June 18th, we are partnering with the Village of Forest Park and also the Village of Maywood on a Juneteenth parade. That is starting at 8 a.m. and goes until 11 a.m. And we'll start generally by the...
the logistics haven't been 100% set, but it's gonna be near the intersection of Harlem and Elgin.
And then it will, the terminus of the parade is Proviso East.
Yeah, and it should be noted too for the Pride flag raising that the D90 schools, in particular Lincoln School, is going to be doing like a Pride walk around their, around Lincoln School. So it's very much a family friendly event. And you should feel welcome to bring anybody with you.
What are the flags?
Excuse me?
What are the flags?
So the Pride flag is to commemorate Pride Month, which is in relation to LGBTQIA plus awareness and celebration and of the, it often commemorates the Stonewall, which was a an event that many, it was a club where police attacked some gay individuals and was the beginning, some think, of the Pride, of the LGBTQ movement. Juneteenth is a celebration of when in Texas slaves found out that they were freed and they didn't find out they were free after the Emancipation Proclamation until like a year and a half after it actually happened. So it's a time to celebrate that day, celebrate Black culture, and just a joyful time.
Yeah, so the official Juneteenth is June 19th, which also is Father's Day this year. So that's why the parade will be on the 18th, and that's why we're having it.
You seem to have glossed over the Memorial Day parade.
I'm sorry, I was just going on with the two. Yeah, those are village related things. The Memorial Day parade is, go ahead, Ken, sorry.
All right. So it's Memorial Day. So we are the board of and the village, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Is marching, and, you know, would be great to have. Our committee, you know, we're kind of a last minute notice on this, but we would be great to have members of the DEI committee. I thought it'd be great, and I'm making this up and might get in trouble later, but that if we, you know, maybe purchased some uniform shirt that we would, you know, wear at events just to show our unity. And, you know, additionally, I've been also asked for other parades as well. So, like, we'd love to have your committee attend this parade and that parade. So, you know, to the degree we can, that's one thing, and to the degree we want to is another, but, you know, it doesn't mean we can't be prepared at all times, so, you know, we can't make any motions right now, but I think that's something that would be nice for us to move forward with as far as maybe getting shirts. I totally agree with marching in the parade for Memorial Day. I think that's a wonderful idea and a wonderful thing to do. You know,
we will check with the park district to get a to make sure there's a spot available.
Yes.
You also didn't mention anything about Flag Day, which is United States holiday.
Yeah, June 14th.
Village doing anything for that?
June 14th is a very important day. You're right, Flag Day. But currently, the two resolutions we have are for the Pride flag and for.
So generally, is all like everything pretty much in the newsletter, or as far as updates on everything that's going on in the village?
Yeah. So we keep it up with communications, also on the community calendar, has all the events.
Okay. So we'll work to be better about make sure we're giving you guys that information, because it is a great idea to put all that information out there to you. So now that we're moving forward and, you know, getting more unified in our groups and what we're trying to get done, it's probably a good idea to show the community that we are out there and we are working to live up to our standards.
I still have a couple of questions about flags, okay? Because the American flag used to be in our parks. Well, there is no American flag anywhere in the parks. So now on June 14th is the American flag?
Well, we always post the American flag. It's always flying in front of Village Hall. We always have that.
Yeah, that's 14th. Something that we can definitely.
On June 14th.
We'll have to flag up always. The United States flag will always be the standard bearer at Village Hall.
While we're honoring all these other flags.
The other flags will fly underneath the American flag.
Yeah. And
I mean, I think it's wonderful, excuse me, that we have these other flags. Certainly we need them. Not to replace.
We never replace. It's always underneath.
We wouldn't be considering those groups if we weren't the United States.
Yeah, the United States flag is always there. And as far as the park district, that's something that we can check on. Okay, so with that, we'll let you go into your subcommittee.
Can you repeat the time on the 13th? What time is that?
Let me get it in my email.
I believe it's 11 o'clock.
But,
yeah, however, I can send an email out
okay.
With just a summary of the events and times and locations.
So, yeah. Great. So we'll let you all
check
into
on
your
the
groups.
Memorial Day parade too to see if we can get us
insurance. Just in the interest, because I don't believe I have a group here this evening. So in the interest of making sure there aren't any lingering issues. Is there anything at the end of the agenda?
Nothing at the end of the agenda.
I just want to really walk out.
To make hold on a second. We may just want to touch base with you.
Sure. I'd be happy to. Happy to touch base. But.
Great. Okay. Well, let's get into your groups now.
I'm going to do that. We have one of